like Amari said, like he's having a heart attack, and you know, by the time they took him out of the car, you know, you would know he was in serious trouble. Like he was gone at that stage. Now, and seeing now the gang of five of the lads, like, all ran, came around, gathered very quickly, and I have to say, what Dr. Mara Bonner done, you know, with getting the lads through the compressions, keeping the lungs going, was just amazing to watch, you know, and it kept going and kept going, you know, and the changing, the 30 compressions, and it was unbelievable to watch, you know, with these guys, you know, coming from a training session, and it's like a very traumatic experience, and you know, even the lads standing around, like, you see the horror and everything, and everybody wanted to do something, but what could anybody do? And, you know, actually, there's a very, like, a few of the guys took the lads all in, and they're not in that team, but only they said Deck of the Rosary, which I thought was a very poignant thing to do at that time, because at that time, things were looking very, very dim, you know.
But the really important thing is...
The boy kept doing the CPR. Yeah.
I was just saying, the really important thing is that there was someone there who knew what they were doing. There was someone there who had the information that was able to say, you do this, you do that, you do the other. And it was, and as it happens, it was Dr. Amara Bonner, but it could have been a community first responder as well. And from that point of view, that someone knows what they're doing and someone is able to take control of the situation is literally the difference between life and death.
Listen, that is just unbelievable. Like, from an even the retired Dr. Bonner landed right and seen after the emergency, the ambulances, like, I have to say, I think it was around 15 minutes, I think they might have been there. There were three ambulances there. That was just by pure coincidence, the air ambulance was doing a training exercise in Sligo. So everything actually worked in Trevor's favour. Like, just everything was there. There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing left to waste. You know, and the time was really, really important, but you know, that's where, like, the work that was done by everybody and the services is just amazing. And the importance, like, is of every club and every community having people been there doing this is just unbelievable. It's vitally, vitally important, because I would never, ever have thought that you'd ever witness that. Never, you know, never in a million years. But just to everybody that was involved in it, the family can never, ever... You never ever thanked them, you know. Like, Trevor had a massive heart attack.
And the good news we can report is that ultimately Trevor was airlifted onto Altmagavan. He received a stent and is recovering well now.
Yeah. Trevor's recovering well in Letterkenny's hospital this morning. He had a good night this night, and thank God.
Amen to that. And indeed, I think we alluded to that in our paper review, because that story is carried in the Donegal News today as well. And to be honest, it was only as you were telling the story, I realised it was the story from the Donegal News that we had referenced in our paper review earlier. Ger, I'm going to go back to you, because we've heard Felix's story. And Gerald D, you know, this, as we said, this really, really points to the fact that if someone is on scene who knows what they're doing, it means very often somebody survives.
Yeah, Donald, exactly. I mean, we would prefer that people would know what to do already, so they're prepared in that they have a CPR course done. However, when someone rings 999 and it's identified that somebody's in a cardiac arrest, our ambulance call takers will actually talk you through exactly what to do. And while they're on the line to you doing that, there's somebody on the other side of the room who is dispatching resources. So the community first responders will receive an automatic text. We generally send possibly two ambulances or an ambulance and a rapid response. And then, as Felix said, it could be the air ambulance as well. So it's all about speed. But we can send all of that to a patient with all of the most advanced life-saving skills and training and equipment. But unless somebody is doing CPR when we get there and hopefully has a defib, we're really on the back foot from the outset, because we just can't possibly get to everybody in the time that we would like to. So thankfully, in this case, it's certainly, you know, people did CPR and the response was quick, and you had a doctor on scene. And that's what it's all about. And what we're seeing an awful lot lately up and down the country is that this quick response means that people are going home to their families. And we released a video yesterday and a website, becomeacfr.ie, and the video is embedded into that website. and it shows exactly what community first responders do. And it also tells a little story at the very end. It's only a 2-minute clip of Emma, who is a survivor of cardiac arrest from Dunboyne in County Meath, where she collapsed while feeding her baby. And her husband, who had absolutely no training, did do CPR. And then the responses started coming to the house. And thankfully, Emma was here to tell the story yesterday at the official launch of the video. And, you know, I suppose if I was to put it all into one big perspective, there is nothing more gratifying for us as an ambulance service or for community volunteers than shaking the hand of somebody who you've saved. There is no, like, there is no other feeling, you know, that can match that, you know. And that's why we are reaching out now to the public, and we're hoping that people will come across and visit becomeacfr.ie and look at either joining a community first responder group in their area, if there is one there, or setting up a new one, because it really is at the heart of the community is where lives are being saved ahead of the ambulance getting there.
And obviously,
you know, that's...
And obviously aligned with this as well, we have the ongoing campaign to increase the number of defibrillators in community settings and in businesses across the country. And more we're seeing community defibs available right across the country. You'd like to see that increased even more?
Absolutely, Donald. So we're currently working on a national AED register. Now, that again will bring a website with it where people will be able to go on and register defib. It's in the advanced stages of development now. We hope to have it up and running by the end of the year. But from information we've received over the last couple of years, there's approximately 15,000 defibrillators after being sold in Ireland, let's say, in the last 5 years. Now, some of those are privately owned and owned by clubs and everything. We don't know where they are. And we only have about 2,500 registered on our system. So we are aiming now to really get people to look at their defibrillators. Don't just wait until something happens. If there's a defibrillator in your community, you should be looking at it. There is no problem with opening the box if there's not a code on it. I'm sure that there's generally a phone number. And just look at it. Know where it is, because when something like this happens, that is the difference between life and death. So CPR and the defibrillator. And again, you know, there are many people now going home to their families. And to quote Emma yesterday, she said that, you know, CPR and the defibrillator now means that her two young boys have a mom, her husband has a wife, and her family have a daughter and a sister, and that her husband is her hero because he is the one that was untrained, was talked through what to do over the phone, and he kept Emma's heart beating. By doing CPR, and by doing that, it meant that there was blood being pumped around the body to the vital organs, and it just meant that Emma, when she recovered, came out of hospital, you know, unaffected by any issue with blood to the organs. So it just meant that she is fully, you know, 100% going home to her family, and that's all we can ask for, is that people will, you know, attempt CPR. It's better to do it for someone who doesn't need it. And I can tell you, they won't be long telling you to get off their chest if you start doing CPR than it is, you know, to not do it for someone who does need it. And if we can get those messages out there, you know, that anybody can do it, anybody can use a defibrillator, because the defibrillator, once you turn it on, it will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And you have the backup then of the ambulance service over the phone as well, telling you what to do. And Ireland is getting better. We have an 84% rate now of people, bystanders, be it family, friends, or complete strangers, who do CPR in the event of a cardiac arrest. And that's phenomenal. But where we do have just a slight shortfalling is that the defibrillator. We need to get more defibrillators and chests nice and quick. And just finally to say that 70% of cardiac arrests will happen in the home. So it'll be somebody that you know, loved one, friend, or, you know, it could be somebody just that you know. So it's so important that people are just a little bit prepared and, you know, look for CPR classes and know where their local defibrillators are.
Gerald Dee from the National Ambulance Service, thank you very much indeed. Felix, I want to go back to you, give you the final word on this. Ger just said, most cases are people you know. In this case, it was your brother, and your actions, Ger McHugh's actions, Declan Bonner's actions, and Mara Bonner's actions, so many people came together, and the upshot of what happened in the Rossa earlier this week is that your brother Trevor is alive and recovering this morning at LUH.
Yes, Donald, exactly. That's it. And just as what Jerry said there, like, it's really, really important that message goes out through the whole country, you know, because he is right there, because, you know, it's vitally important. It's not just until you see what actually happened. And it's really, really important, you know, that that everybody takes on board this advice, you know, and gets in behind it. I totally agree with that, Donald, you know.
Yeah. And we leave it there, Felix. Thank you very much indeed for telling us your story. And obviously our thoughts are with Trevor as well. We wish him a quick recovery. And again, fair play to all involved in what happened at Na Rossa on Tuesday night.